Welcome back to WJR and JR Morning on a Friday here in the Motor City. And for more than 3 years, federal investigators have been searching for the person who planted pipe bombs outside both the Republican and Democratic national headquarters on the eve of the January 6th attack. It was one of the most unsettling unanswered questions from that day until now. Investigators say they've made a major breakthrough in the case. They've arrested 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr., bringing new clarity to a mystery that has loomed over Washington since 2021. And joining us to break down what this development means and where the investigation goes from here is Andy Arena, former FBI Detroit special agent in charge, now executive director of the Detroit Crime Commission. Andy, good to talk with you again.
Hey, good morning.
So, investigators say there were no new tips, just a kind of like a reexamination of the evidence that had been sitting at the FBI. From your perspective, Andy, how often does a stalled case break open that way?
Well, to me, it's kind of like a cold case. You're basically bringing in fresh eyes to look at the evidence, take a fresh look at it. And that's, that's what we're hearing was what happened here. And what it looks like, and you said there's some clarity, but there's also still, it's pretty cloudy, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know a whole lot about this guy, but it looks like a lot of circumstantial evidence, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing if you have enough of it, but there's really nothing putting this guy directly at the scene. But what you do have is some financial records of him purchasing things. You've got license plate readers showing his car in the area, cell tower data showing him in the area. So, I think there's some pretty solid. And guys, this really reminds me of a case we had here in Detroit several years ago where an individual from the Upper Peninsula left a explosive device outside the McNamara Federal Building.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that case. So it was it was very, very similar in, tracking an individual, his movement this way, from the Upper Peninsula, purchases or precursors, and then when they executed the search warrant, what they actually found in his house, which was another explosive device that he was building. So, I think that they had enough for an arrest, and they certainly had enough to execute these search warrants. And, it's going to be interesting to see what they find on his electronic devices in the residence that may even bolster this case more.
So what we don't know yet is motive, why it happened. They did say the pipe bombs were active, and they could have gone off. And, in fact, at one point, Kamala Harris walked by one and was just feet from it. So it could have been catastrophic. How will they determine motive in this case at this point?
So I think it's really going to be what they're getting out of the search warrants that they were executing yesterday. And a lot of it's probably going to be his electronic devices, right? His laptop, his phone, tablets, what was he searching? What was he looking at? Those types of things. And then interviews. Very little known about this guy. There's been a few comments from family members. I think his grandmother described him as autistic. So, what the motive is, I think it's really going to come out of what they're getting from search warrants and interviews they're going to be conducting right now.
Andy, you got some lawmakers who say they want briefings to verify the FBI got the right person. How common is that kind of pressure from Congress during an active case like this?
Well, I think both sides, guys, lawyers are going to make this political, and that's really what I don't want to see. If it is the right guy, that's fine. But, obviously it's going to play out in the court of law. But, it looks like there's a pretty strong circumstantial evidence placing him at the scene, purchasing the precursors, those types of things. And we'll see what they get. We'll see what they get out of these search warrants. But, I really don't want to see this case has already been politicized enough. And, including the current deputy director of the FBI, there's been conspiracy theories, and we got to get past that and see really what happened here.
All right, Andy Arena, former FBI Detroit special agent in charge, now executive director of the Detroit Crime Commission. Always appreciate your insight. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and Dan Bongino at once said that this was an inside job before he was on FBI when he was a commentator. He said it was an inside job, and now it's different. He's there. He sees the evidence. He doesn't believe that anymore.
Yeah. Well, again, it's good police. I can't believe that there were no new leads in that case.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing to me.
That they just put a new set of eyes, like Andy said, on some information that had been sitting there and went back over it. And those cell phone pings really were a big deal. They said his phone pinged right you know, at the DNC and the RNC right before those bombs were planted. So
he was like 25 at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, young guy's 30 now. You know, it's a shame whatever happened.
It is.
That led him to that. Meanwhile, a grand jury has declined to indict Letitia James, the attorney general in New York. Did you see this?
No.
The Justice Department's now failed attempt to re-indict Letitia James.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the judge took action in both her case and James Comey's case.
Yes.
And now prosecutors went back to the grand jury, but the grand jury has declined to indict Letitia James. And this was a real estate issue,
mm-hmm.
that she was getting a better deal on her mortgage rates because she was claiming certain properties here and there, and
they thought it was a
little shady.
Mm-hmm.
But no new indictment here for Letitia James.
So what's going to happen with James Comey? Because we still got the whole statute of limitations deal in that one as well.
Yeah. I remember talking to Barb McQuaid the day after that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that she told us was, yes, the statute of limitations is over, but because it was filed before it, and now there's been another legal issue, they might be able to refile it. We'll have to. She didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Also, some breaking news this morning. There's a ground stop issued for Delta Flight, something that we're keeping an eye on, trying to get more information on, out at Detroit Metro. A possible computer outage causing this, according to the FAA. All Delta Airlines to and from Detroit Metro are grounded at this point.
Well, if you have a loved one that is flying out or someone who's coming in, you may want to call ahead to see what's going on. Because if not, I mean, you can expect long lines at check-in and, you know, TSA, all of that. So you're going to have some issues out there, and I'm sure it's messy out there right now.
Well, it popped up around 5 o'clock this morning. The ground stop was supposed to be until 7. There was a 30 to 60% chance, according to the FAA, that ground stop would be extended.
Mm.
Kind of a broad number.
Yeah.
30 to 60%. All right. We'll keep an eye on it because it obviously, on a Friday morning, it's busy at Metro.
People are on their way out, man, to have a good time, going to see family, maybe going to the Caribbean.
Are you telling me something?
I'm not saying
that. What are you insinuating?
There are a lot of parts of the Caribbean. Thank you very much.
That's great. Also, Lions with a big win last night.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was much needed. We'll get some sound for you coming up to start the 7 o'clock hour. But obviously, Dan Campbell was excited. The team was excited. They played well.
They did.
They needed
everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. It was a team effort, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there were some problems on the back end of that defense and that secondary, but that's okay. I mean, you're going against some really good players, so it's fine.
And a team that's hot.
A team that came in hot. Coming in.
You know,
winning
Philly.
Three in a row.
KC, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And again, kind of back against the wall, right?
Yeah.
Like, if there was a time to push the chips to the front of the table, that was it. And they did. They win it 44-30 over the Cowboys. So we'll get some more on that for you. Coming up on JR Morning.